A candle march was arranged on Thursday by the Anjuman-e-Masumeen in Hyderabad opposing the killing of Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah by the Israel Defense Force, IDF, on September 27, ANI reported. Consul General of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Hyderabad, Mahdi Shahrukhi, also participated in the march along with several leaders of the Shia community. Speaking to ANI, the Consul General said, "We convened to commemorate our beloved leader Hassan Nasrallah, who was assassinated by the Israeli forces after 1 year of murdering and killing of innocent people." The Iranian Consul General also told ANI, "An Iranian commander who was consulting the Lebanese for the betterment of the people of Lebanon was assassinated in the attack as well." Shahrukhi said, "Hassan Nasrallah was a symbol of resistance. The Iranian leadership showed self-restraint for a long time. The Israelis assassinated so many Iranian scientists, generals, individuals and leaders, and the Iranians tried to support the Palestinians and Lebanese peacefully. This attack, which caused the death of Hassan Nasrallah and the Iranian general, made Iranians show their teeth as well." Shahrukhi added, "Hassan Nasrallah was the ideological head of the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah operating from Lebanon. He was killed in a targeted Beirut airstrike organized by the Israeli Defense Forces on September 27. According to ANI, the White House released a readout after Nasrallah was assassinated, stating that Nasrallah was to blame for a four-decade reign of terror along with Hezbollah, and it said, "And his death from an Israeli airstrike is a measure of justice for his many victims, including thousands of Americans, Israelis, and Lebanese civilians." In a televised statement given by Israel's PM Benjamin Netanyahu after Nasrallah's death, he claimed that Nasrallah was the main axis of Iran's axis of evil. "His killing brings closer the return of our people in the north to their homes and the return of the hostages from the south," Netanyahu noted, as cited by ANI. And the Israeli military on Sunday said it killed another high-ranking Hezbollah official, Nabil Koch, a day after the Lebanese militant group confirmed the death of multiple commanders, including longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah. There was no immediate comment from the Lebanese militant group, and Koch was the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council, also serving as Hezbollah's military commander from 1995 until 2010 in South Lebanon, with inputs from ANI.